All right, quiet down. Given that you degenerates seem to think that the most lowbrow things are funny, you are going to stay here until you get it all out of your system. All right, now let's do the roll call. Mandy.
Oh, my God.
Sam.
Mandy, I'm really proud of you today. Jesse, you have
Thank
to lift.
Thank you.
Jesse,
I'm lifting.
Do you lift, bro?
I do.
All right, they're all here with Mandy, Sam and Jesse. This is Setting the Brow Live.
You can't take a fucking bite of an apple.
Happened way too quick.
The second we say, all right, we're starting.
No, but by the time I picked up the apple, that's when you started talking.
And they're the most loud.
I'm pressing the button on the microphone to stop me talking.
You should press it more often. Nah, I like you today. You're all right.
Really? Oh, that's the nicest thing you've ever said.
You've been here for 1 minute. That's
all. Yeah.
Anyway, no.
How are you?
I'm actually fucking rattled, but I'm also over it. It's enough time has passed. Basically, I did the most fucked thing that I've ever done in my life. It was literally, I reckon, when your heart sinks into your asshole because you're just like, how the fuck did I just make that mistake?
Is this a social interaction?
Kinda.
Oh,
yeah.
At work or at play?
No, this was, we were still at play. We were playing at an Airbnb, staying at an Airbnb, and the host was the fucking loveliest woman in the world.
Oh, she was there. Were you staying in there?
So we were staying at, it was like on a farm. The farm, the house was here, and then like down the track a bit, there was like four units, like little cottage things.
Kind of top of the hill, and then you keep going down and there's cottages. Yeah.
And so we were staying in one of the cottages that she rents out.
Right.
And so she was hanging around, right? So when we arrived, she came and said hello to us, was super friendly. However, I don't really care to get to know my Airbnb host. Does that make me an asshole?
I'd rather a key in the box and fuck off.
Same. I don't want to.
Don't be there.
Yeah, I just don't want to chat to people, right?
Yeah.
But I'm also like, oh, she's really nice. It's her place.
Yeah.
So okay, I'll give her the time.
She loves meeting these people too.
Turns out she spoke for like 45 minutes, and she was just chatting, and you can go here, and you can, and I was like, you're lovely, but please.
It's like when people give you directions to get to a place. I'm just going to Google it, mate.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
and unless it's something that I can't find online, stop. Mm.
And anyway, so she was very chatty. And so that was when we arrived. That was day one. Now on day two, I was very hungry. I was quite hangry, if I'm honest. Mm. And it was late, we were tired, whatever. And I was like, let's get the fuck to dinner already.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just in a hurry. We were staying with another couple, so it was Mike and I and our couple friend and friends.
The other swingers.
And they, there was four of us standing outside the car, literally house, car, lady, right? And so we're like, okay, well.
This is a horror film.
You know, we're 1 meter away from the car, but yet you've still come to speak to us. No one else had a problem with her, only me. I was the only one that was like, ugh.
Oh, so did she actually
she
talk
was lovely.
For 45 minutes on
maybe
the first
it
hour?
Was 12, maybe it maybe was 6.
30 seconds. Hey, here's the keys. Have a great time. See ya.
Yeah.
No, she was very chatty. And so anyway, they're standing outside the car and my friends are asking her questions. Mike's going, oh, how long have you lived here? And then Alicia's going, oh, and so where's good to eat and blah, blah, blah.
Oh, no, you've killed this woman.
I was like, I'll just be in the car. So I went went into the car.
That's
right?
What a child does.
It was fine because I wasn't really in the conversation. I was like on the outer
seat. Were you in the booster seat in the back seat or were you driving?
So I was like, oh, I'll catch you guys in the car. I then get my phone out.
Catch you in the car.
Oh, like, right, you know, I was just like, I'll be in the car. Anyway, I get in the car.
Are they just right behind the car? They're like hands are on the boot. And you've just jumped in the car.
Yeah, they're standing around the
car.
Yeah, so you're in the car.
So I just got in the car.
Even this is awkward.
No, that part was fine.
Is it?
It gets so much worse. I get in the car and I text the three of them. So we had a little group chat going because we were on a holiday.
No.
And I said, guys, don't ask her any more questions. She won't fucking stop talking.
Mandy, you are a bitch. That's so
I
rude.
Sent it.
No.
To her.
No.
It gets worse.
How? How could it possibly get worse? Is there already a pre-existing thread of text between you and her? Yeah, so she knows it's you.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you the one that organised everything?
I organised it.
Oh.
Her text was here. The group chat was here. And I had just texted her saying, another, I've just transferred you the remainder because it was like, we didn't, like Airbnb fucked up. And then I ended up saying, anyway, so I texted her through here and then the group chat was here and I just fucking clicked on her.
You were hangry.
I was hangry. I was in a hurry. And I said, guys, don't ask her any more questions. She won't fucking stop talking.
Oh, the F word. Oh. Unless her name's Guys, you might be okay.
Anyway, so in a fucking panic, right? I then say.
Oh, my God.
I wrote, that's what she said yesterday.
So hang on, you followed it up with another one.
That's what she said? I followed it up with like, that's what she said to me yesterday or something like that. So it's almost like sounds like I was telling someone.
Yeah,
about,
in your mind, you're like, oh, maybe I'm telling a story to these guys and like I'm texting them.
Yeah.
I'm lost.
Right outside the car.
I'm lost.
No, like I was texting someone else. Like as in I was meant to be texting a friend.
Right,
like,
so you could have been texting anybody else.
Yeah, anybody, right?
I still think that second message wasn't clear enough.
Well, it wasn't and I was in a panic.
Holy shit, I'm
wrong. Don't get me wrong. It is a shit plan, but it is the only plan she has.
Yeah. So the other three get in the car, right? And they're all like, yeah, anyway. So, and I'm like, guys.
How long did they keep talking for between your text and them getting in the car?
I know exactly. Another minute 50-ish. They get in the car. That'll be clear why in a second. They get in the car and they're like, and I was like, guys. And they're like, what? And I'm like, oh, I just did the worst fucking thing in my life. Like,
can I just ask, how long do you have left to spend at this Airbnb at this point?
Another 3 days.
Jesus.
It was day two. It was the first real day. We'd been there one night. Anyway, so I then tell them what I did. Matt, my friend, he grabbed my phone and he's like, fucking delete it.
Oh, unsend.
You know you can unsend. And yeah, I was like, no, I was thinking, what? He grabs my phone. He unsends message number two.
Oh, you can't unsend
message number the one before.
He goes to unsend message number one.
Oh, dot, dot, dot.
Turns out there's a 2 minute time limit.
Oh, you missed the boat. You missed the boat.
So technically it's Matt's fault because if he did the first message, he could have gotten rid of it first.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely Matt's fault.
Definitely Matt's fault.
Fuck, yeah.
Anyway, but then Matt was in a panic. And so he's going, whoa, fuck, what do I do?
I love that your and shitty saving all... plan has been like taken away from you now.
But also, this is all while the woman is walking back to her farmhouse.
Oh, yeah, she's reading it.
So she's fucking seeing this unfold in real time, right? That's because then, it's so fucked. Because then, so we couldn't delete that message.
Mm.
But Matt was like, oh, I'll just edit it. Because you can edit. There's no time limit for editing.
Oh.
So he edits it, and I want you to read out.
Oh, no.
He did one edit, and then he fucked it up. So he did another one and fucked it up.
Oh, my God.
Read the whole thread.
The original message.
Wait. I want to make it clear. The receiver can see all the edits.
So can they see the original?
They can see the original. So what's the point of editing, right? We didn't know this. We checked later. You can click down. It says, like, show edits and read it from top to bottom.
Oh my God.
This is a final message saying, like, you're a beautiful lady. I want you to.
The first one is obviously, guys, don't ask her any more questions. She won't fucking stop talking. Oh, and then the edit is, hey, where's good to eat? Bear in mind, she can fucking see both of them. Then the second one is, hey, is the water safe to eat? And then the follow-up to that shit show is, hey, is the water safe to drink? And her reply is, yes, it's filtered.
Is the water safe to eat?
Fucking hell.
And then we were just
But what's
dying.
The point of editing? Did he not know that you can see all the changes?
Nah, we didn't know because then later, and then we spent the whole 20-minute car ride into town.
Fuck.
We spent, like, testing it out. I'm like, wait, so if I delete this, can you see the deleted message? Can you see the edited? Like, so we're like.
That's so stressful.
It was so fucked. I felt sick for 3 days. I avoided her like the plague. Like I was literally like, every time I left.
I mean, worked out. You didn't have to chat to her again. So
it was so fucked. But can I? Yeah, she stopped talking after that. Yeah, but I did have a run in with her the last day.
Oh, what happened on the last
day? We ended up leaving a day early. Not because of this incident, funnily enough. Because the weather was shit and we were like, let's just fucking hit the road, whatever. Because it was our last stop after a road trip. And so we were like, let's just hit the road early. And she saw us packing up and she came over and goes, oh, I thought you were staying until tomorrow. And I said, yeah, there's something's come up. We're just going to go, whatever. She's like, oh, okay. And I was like, thanks so much. And she's like, bye. So she didn't linger that time, but she also wasn't rude. Like, she wasn't like,
I would have responded to you, being like, you can get the fuck off my property.
Yeah.
I mean,
and don't take any more of our water to eat.
But you know what I want to know?
On what number have we got?
No, accidental. No, not 13, 1060.
Sorry.
No, send in your fucked, like, wrong text stories to our at Setting the Brow Low Instagram page. So many people accidentally text someone that they're bitching about.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I know people that have accidentally left voicemails when they're talking about that person.
Oh, my God. Actually, my mate actually told me this story where he was bitching about someone from work and he looks down. So he's like talking about him going, I fucking hate this guy, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
He looks down and he's on his phone. He butt dialed him and it said like 4 minutes.
That's what I'm worried about with Siri. Like, I'm always worried that Siri is going to hear you talking about someone and be like, oh, sure, I'll dial them for you.
I often ask Siri when I'm like riding
my
bike.
Maybe that's what happened.
Yeah.
Jesse, I sent you a message.
Oh, you just can't talk about it to anyone. Fucking hell. How's a girl to bitch?
I didn't get your message, Sam. That's so weird.
Oh, what?
He sent it to me. Have you got any food I can drink?
Oh, good. Don't check the edited version.
Oh, yeah. So if you press edited. Jesse, let's wrap this up. She won't fucking stop talking.
So, ages ago, we went to that comedy show, right? The comic that was doing his gear at the time was an old guy. He was probably like 50, mid-50s, something like that. And he mentioned something about not being able to finish his piss.
Oh, yeah. So this is the three of us went. To watch a comedy show.
Yes. And I don't know what his way of finishing, I can't remember what his way of finishing his piss was.
Shaking it or whatever.
I remember.
And what was it?
He puts his hand, his finger behind his balls.
Oh, so he did the thing. Okay.
And he pushes that little tube
and it goes
out.
Whoop.
And as he said that, I was like, I do that every day.
Yes. And I had no idea what he was talking about. And then you were like, oh, yeah, the button. And I was like,
I
what
button? Yeah.
I was like, what button? Like, and but
did
the
I
way
call it a button?
I think so, because it like really it. Stuck in my head as how do I not know? Because when he was saying it, I was like, oh, it's a 55-year-old man thing. I shouldn't know about it yet.
I actually think it's an older person's thing. So you shouldn't have to worry about it until I leak a bit.
Okay.
Do you push the button?
No. I don't know where the button is exactly.
Sammy, really show us where the button is.
It's not really.
I don't think.
No, don't. Please don't. I shouldn't have asked you. I knew you'd fucking do it.
Let the record show.
It's not a button, but between it's the gooch
the
area.
Gooch.
Yeah.
Right.
And there's just a feeling that you almost feel like a tubular section there.
So is it the same as when you're finishing and you do the little squeeze, which is I guess like a Kegel?
Yeah. Yeah, it's the same sort of area.
But you just push with your finger.
I don't know if it works or not, but I remember hearing about it or reading it somewhere, and I've just started doing it ever since, and it's just like a safety mechanism, like a backup.
Question. Does it stop you from leaking?
I've seen you leak before, Sammy. You've come out. Hang on. You've worn like, you know, like a mustard pant, you know, like a chino. Like a chino, like the colour of your top, beige pants.
Yeah, yeah.
And I've been like, what is that fucking round drop?
That's right? Dribble.
Yeah, gross.
I dribble all the time.
Wipe yourself with toilet paper, mate.
Dribble from
the mouth.
No.
Of your penis.
Yeah, it's down. Dribbling out of your...
I'm trying to cover the penis drips. It's dribble.
Why don't you just say it was the tap when you washed your hands?
Water from the tap, you fool. So you don't push the button?
Well, I tried once after Sammy told me about it and it didn't seem to do anything,
okay.
So I gave up.
Question,
I
Sammy.
Do it now.
If you know what the button is, is it the same feeling as if you put your finger in your belly button, do you get a weird sensation in your pee hole?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, yeah, I do.
Have you never noticed that?
No.
Oh, my God, it's the worst thing ever. I hate it.
Oh,
it like,
I like
makes
it.
Me feel like I've got a UTI or something.
Oh, that's so weird.
It's orgasmic.
Is that the same feeling as the button?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't have any sort of sensation feeling. It's more of just like a practical.
Okay.
It's a functional button.
Pushing out, yeah.
I actually have a thing where we're really going highbrow. I have a thing where I finish peeing And then, like, if I sit there for 20 more seconds, a whole nother, it's like a reserve tank comes out. Is that normal?
Yeah, I reckon.
Is that normal for you? Like,
well, because I reckon it is because I just get distracted and I think about other stuff and you naturally stop peeing and then you go, oh, I actually haven't been paying attention to what I'm doing. And then you focus again and you're like, yeah, there's a bit more pee there.
See, I feel like it's like, shh, and I'm like, okay, we done. Have and then I'll wait, wait. And then I'll be like, no, we're still going.
Okay. No,
you said this 30 seconds ago, but haven't been peeing attention.
Did you just,
haven't been peeing attention.
Yeah, I got it. Kennedy.
Mandy and I did an Instagram post throughout the week with her newsreader voice.
Oh, yeah.
And something happened on my Instagram, which I've noticed over the last few posts I've been doing.
Oh, this is funny. I like this.
You know how when you like slowly create a profile and, you know, you're putting Instagrams up, you're putting videos, you're putting posts, reels up and stuff like that, you usually gain followers? I've noticed that every time I post, I am losing followers.
Shame.
So I will have like a certain number and then I'll go back the next day and there'll be like 5 or 10 less.
Is it only when you post videos with Mandy?
Yeah, probably.
No, it's also just me. I think it's me. So what happens is my followers slowly go up.
Because they remember.
Like not posting.
Yeah, so this is people that like have followed you and then forgotten.
Yes.
And then you post something and, that reminds them, and then they're like, oh, no.
Yeah, why the fuck am I following this guy?
So I always have this thought about birthdays, right? Because every time someone's birthday on Facebook rolls around and I'm like, I don't know who the fuck this person is. And then I go through and unfriend them. It's a great little like day-by-day clean out of your list, right?
Do you still do that?
What do you mean?
Like, do you go on Facebook and actually see
every
that?
Now and then?
I don't even know how to do that anymore.
I mean, I forget sometimes, so it's a long, slow process.
On your desktop or your phone?
On my phone.
Okay. I deleted the app on my phone, that's why, probably.
But I have always wondered when it becomes my birthday how many friends I will lose, because I know that lots of people do this, right?
Check then.
Oh my
and
God,
so,
check.
But every year I forget.
Yeah.
And so.
What date's your birthday?
Same as yours.
I was like, surely Sam will be like, when it's
literally
our birthday next,
the
next year.
Person.
The only person you know who shares
this
your birthday.
So often, too. Fuck. All right, guys, I am wanting to present to you a game that has never been done before.
Everyone does it, don't they?
It is called, fuck's sakes, man, ignorance is bliss. Some people might not have heard of it, even though it's all over the internet. It's the whisper game. Da, da, da. Oh, I should say that quietly. Fuck. It's the whisper game.
Good save.
It's a pretty simple game. I'm going to get you two to put in noise-canceling earphones, play some tunes, and I'm going to say some phrases. I'm going to whisper to you some phrases or even sometimes just words. And the first person to get that one right wins a point.
Yeah. All right, so we're putting in our headphones?
Wait, what song are you going with?
Probably Justin Timberlake.
What?
What have we got here?
I got Sergeant Slick's Gimme, Selfish. Gimme, Gimme.
Nice.
Yeah.
Gimme, Gimme, Gimme. A Man After Midnight. Is that
that
one?
Terrible fucking song. Right. Anyway.
Oh,
better than Justin Timberlake. Britney Spears time all the way.
He's back, baby.
Is
Can't
he?
Hear you. Sergeant Slick's on.
All right, great. Setting the brow low.
Sexing the brown low. Setting the brow low.
Oh,
that's too easy.
I was starting with an easy one.
That's too
what was it?
It was setting the brow low.
keep going.
I thought your breath was bad.
Going with Jesse.
Yeah, shit. Do you know what it is now?
Yeah.
I told you.
Yeah. He said it was setting the brow low.
Yeah.
But I like that idea. Once one person's got it, the other person has to get it too.
Yeah.
Okay. Ready? New one.
Ready and go.
Tullamarine.
Slammarina.
What?
Celibate.
Tullamarine.
Tullamarine.
I didn't get it. What?
Oh,
go again.
Fuck. Oh, yeah. She wouldn't have heard you.
I haven't got it.
Great.
Wait, go again.
Tullamarine.
Celebrate.
Tullamarine.
Celebrate.
This is your hood, mate.
You're the best.
Oh, no. Sorry. Don't get it. Tullamarine.
Celebrate.
Tullamarine. Tullamarine. This is your hood.
Wait,
mate.
Wait. Go again.
Tullamarine. Jesse's vibing with the music.
Like
I'll do it in her accent. Ready? Tullamarine.
Calabrie. Salad bitch.
Tulla.
Charlie cheese.
Tullamarine.
Tullamarine.
Hey,
Tullamarine. Is that it?
Yeah. Ready?
Go.
This one's a phrase. Mandy's having a baby.
What?
Ban salmon a baby.
Mandy's having a
pants
baby.
Down,
Mandy's
pants
having
down,
a baby.
Pants down on a baby.
No, you don't want to be doing that.
You said it.
No,
Mandy's having a baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's easy.
You said pants. Straight away. You said pants having a vape.
All right. Headphones back in?
Yep. Wait.
New ick unlocked.
You need a hello. Uni.
You in a cardigan?
New
you
ick
need
unlocked.
A lot.
You
need
cunt
a lot.
Eater.
Go again.
That.
Oh, you eat.
Uni.
Ick unlocked.
You need a.
You eat
Anita.
A lot.
This is
you
so
need
hard.
A lot.
You eat a
so
lot.
With two
keep saying the same thing.
New ick unlocked.
You eat cunt a lot.
No. Stop saying cunt. New.
You.
New.
You.
New.
Jew.
You.
Am I saying N wrong? New.
New. New.
I don't think I can say
new.
Yes yet.
New.
New ick unlocked.
You eat a lot.
Cards. Is it start with
just
you?
Just go again.
New.
You.
Go again. No, don't spell it. Don't make the shapes with your fingers.
Off. New.
Chew.
Just say it normally.
Like an
just say it normally.
Idiot.
Don't.
New ick unlocked.
Uni.
You eat a lot.
New ick unlocked.
I thought you were talking to me.
You.
New ick unlocked.
I can't keep looking at his lips.
Stressful for you. Stressful for me too. New ick unlocked.
You
I'm
eat
just
a
seeing
lot.
You eat a lot. I can't.
Chew.
New.
You.
New.
You.
New.
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 What's the
new.
Second word?
New. Ick.
Eat.
New hit.
E.
Ick.
New
ear. Ear.
Ick.
Ear.
Ick. Ick.
New.
Ick.
New head.
Ick.
New head job.
Ick.
New neck.
Ick. No, I just touched my neck because it's sore. Ick.
New.
Ick.
Ick.
Yes. New ick.
New ick alert.
No.
New.
New.
New ick unlocked.
Unlocked. Yeah.
New something a lot. New something a lot.
New ick unlocked.
New something a lot. Is that it?
No.
It's not a lot.
No, not unlocked.
Fuck, I don't know what
what's
this
the
is
last
like
two
to
words?
To,
maybe I'll piece it together.
Ick. Ick.
No, the last two words. A lot.
Yeah. Oh, that's one word. One word. Unlocked.
Oh, I heard you because the song changed over. Unlocked. New ick unlocked.
Yeah.
And you know what?
God.
Okay, I'm pressing pause.
I reckon everyone's unlocked a new ick with
oh
this
my
game.
God. Oh, my God. Do you know what my
veins
new
were
ick
popping.
That has just been unlocked is?
Oh, no.
Sammy, you're going like this.
Oh, yeah.
I lost my chin.
Fuck.
That was fucked.
I was trying to really get the ick going.
I don't think I can look at you anymore.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Was it really ugly? I can't wait to see the
I just
video.
Feel like I'm sick. I've just been looking at you going
fuck,
like this.
Man, this is stressful.
Oh, I like it. Go one more.
Okay, hold on. I got to hit play.
Cancel culture.
Ain't
cancer old cunt.
Cancel culture.
Is the first word anal?
Cancer.
No,
cancer.
Cancel. Cancel culture.
Council.
Angel.
Council cultural. No, cancel.
Angus
cultural. Cultural.
Cancer.
That dance.
No, now I'm getting it.
Stop saying other words.
Cancer dancer.
Auntie Donna.
Cancel.
Cancel.
Culture.
Cancel.
Anal.
Cancel culture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cancel.
Cancel.
Have you not got
Gretel.
That asshole?
He was saying,
asshole.
He was saying anal before. Cancel.
Hansel.
Cancel.
Hatgull.
Cancel.
Catch all.
Cancel.
Kellogg's.
Cancel culture.
Why
it's
are you?
Easy. It's easy. As if you haven't got it yet.
What?
It's so easy as if you haven't got it yet.
Hang no, on. I fucking haven't even got close.
Because I'm trying to focus on saying? One word for you.
I said anal culture at one point.
That was close. You got this first, second word right.
Oh, okay. Hold on. I'm going back in.
I said.
To the anal culture. So culture is the second one.
I feel like we're fighting a war. This is our
okay,
war.
Okay, give me the first word.
Cancel.
Excel?
Cancel.
And
how does he not get it?
Cancel.
Ain't cangel. Can.
Cancel.
Oh, cancel culture. I am so sorry to everyone that bothered to fucking listen to that.
It was chaos.
I can only imagine.
I think we've been it.
Because you guys are.
Shit or shit, yeah.
Who wants to start?
I'll start.
Okay, Sammy.
Sorry,
no, you know what?
Actually, I think Jesse spoke first. So.
Nah, you go.
Shit or shit, yeah. People interrupting. No,
shit, yeah.
No. Shit, yeah. That's the story of my life. Otherwise, I'd be cancelled.
No, all right, ready? Peace sign in photos.
Oh, fucking shit. Shit. Yeah. I always got to say shit.
Yeah,
no.
I was going to say. I don't know. I feel like, yeah, I'm going to say shit, yeah.
Good on you, man. Good on you for owning it. Because it cops a lot of shit these days. I'm going to say shit still, though.
Oh, no, sorry. Shit. But I feel like I need to be allowed to do it because sometimes I just don't know what to do with my hands.
Oh, my God, that's you do peace signs?
I have done it before.
No.
Yes. What do you mean? You've
what
never done
you
it.
Are you a fucking 13-year-old teenage girl?
I thought it was older people. But is it older and younger?
Yeah, maybe.
Is there a gap
in the middle?
In age?
Yeah.
What are you doing with your hands in the photo?
You know what I used to do?
Oh, what?
Teapot arm.
Oh, just try the teapot arm.
Nah, maybe I'll
I've
do the teapot
that.
Arm. What are you doing with your hands? On your dick.
Yeah,
wait, hang on. Usually people are next to you, right?
Oh, you
like,
no,
unless you're taking,
photos,
what are you taking a fucking
photos.
Selfie?
Honestly, I get strangers take photos of me in the weirdest places.
And what do you do?
Save it for...
No.
Oh.
These are your nudes.
For your wank bank. No, what do you do on, with your hands?
Well, you know, Jesse's exactly right. Sometimes I do pee, sometimes thumbs up.
Oh, no.
Sometimes
I feel sick
hands
for
in
you.
Pockets. But I think women are naturally more... natural at posing in photos,
naturally
whereas guys just really
are you. If you're taking
with...
a photo, if like you're in a photo on your own, what are you doing with your hands?
Can I try it? I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. I'm about to take a photo. You ready?
Hang on.
This is
it's
grim
like full body.
For people listening.
Full body.
Yeah.
So Mandy's standing
right
up.
Now, I would.
Oh, are you having a crack at us? Mandy stood up and she's put her hands in her pocket.
The best part is she's got the thumbs out.
She's going full mum mode.
Fingers in the pockets. Thumbs out.
I would go hands by my side like this.
You're not living in Texas.
Hands would, by your side. You're not doing anything with them.
No, yeah, by my side. And then I would like, you know, when you sit on the one side of your hip and hands by the side.
I want to try this.
Like this.
Now. Bit of a guy.
So
I don't think.
Oh, now she's touching her boobs.
I don't think we can do it. Jesse, if you stand up and you try to do
nah,
it.
No, see, I can't.
Yeah. Let's take a photo of you.
One knee going down.
What am I supposed
so
to do?
Straight arm, straight leg, and then the other one slightly bent. Yeah, that's pretty good. And then
yeah,
just,
your arms do look awkward. Wait, come over here where I can see. Oh, take the headphones off you.
And then just what? Stand here.
I mean, you're not looking too
now
good.
Now do the peace sign. So lame.
Hey, thumbs up with the other one.
Wait, let me actually take
that's actually better.
I'll put this on
Mandy
the socials.
With the
wait, I'll put
in the
this on the socials. Wait, can you go take the headphones off? You can hear us. We're in the same room.
I don't. What do
go,
I have to do?
Go over there, because it's your
Jesse
segment.
Can't
turn.
Hear me it's not. The phones are off. I'm recording the fuck. He doesn't know what I'm saying.
No, okay, love you, Jesse. Ready? So first? let's do your peace sign first. Like you do your what you would do.
This is like choose your character in a game.
Oh yeah, let's do that.
Okay, and now do what did you suggest,
you
Sammy?
You should actually do it. Cut
I'm
going to
post
you
this.
Film this though, so it's just like moving back and forth like this. And then you change.
No, I'm going to post them and be like, which one do you like best?
Oh, okay. I thought that was a fun idea.
Now we're doing the old people shit.
Okay,
now I'm doing
Andy's one. I'm going to, so this is my hands in pockets. Yep. And then now hands by your side.
What's Sammy's one?
Yeah, hip to, that one's the best for sure. But you see how your arms are like, look at me. Yeah, okay. I'm going to post those on the Setting the Brow Low Instagram page, and you have to go and have a look and see which one you think looks the least
They're
shit.
They're all awkward.
They are. That was fucked.
Yeah, and I don't know what to do with my hands still.
Oh, I love that. All right, my shit or shit, yeah.
Wait, we haven't walked away with a solution.
Yeah, thanks.
Oh, no, we'll vote on social media. What
no, because
no,
the
I said
consensus
shit.
Will be it's all shit.
It is. Find friends. Put your arms around them and fuck off. What's yours,
okay.
Maddie?
Letting someone swing a U-turn, like, so for example, let's say you're like driving the opposite way to the person, and so they're facing the other direction, but they want to swing in front of you.
Yeah, yeah.
So like two cars are driving along opposite each other.
Yeah.
So one's coming at you. They want to do a U-turn.
They want to do a U-turn. Mm. You kind of have to like let them in front of you. Do you let them?
Why are they just randomly U-turning in front of traffic?
You've got right you've got right of way.
Nah, but like if there's enough time for you to slow down and like give them a fucking break.
No.
What are
they? They're trying to chuck a U-ey and you can clearly see that and there's like traffic coming either way.
Is the they you?
Yes. Yeah. Are you doing you shit?
Shit, Mandy.
Know, hang on.
Do you know, do you understand how accidents happen?
So do you know what I did the other day?
She has unique experience with them.
No. Exactly. I'm talking like on a fucking road where you're doing 40 or whatever, and you can see a car ahead that's about to do a U-turn, but you just decide to be an asshole and go, nah, fuck you, I'm going to keep going. And then, like, for them, all
the traffic's
banking
up. I love how you're talking from the other person's perspective. Mandy, that's your fault.
Because so the other day...
What your question boils down to is, hey, can I pull into oncoming traffic?
Yeah. Can someone else give way for me even though I don't have right of way?
Yeah.
Shit, no.
To not be a jerk. Like I'm saying, can you just let someone chuck a Yui?
But why don't you just put your indicator on and wait for them to go past?
Because there's like a whole stream of cars coming and there's like a gap between me and them.
She's exaggerating.
So the other day, they didn't let me. So I ended up going straight, like, you know, not U-turning.
Yeah.
So I had to turn right and then I couldn't do a U-turn in that street because it was a really tight street and like cars parked everywhere. So I then had to turn. I then had to turn left.
Yeah.
Right? So the same direction that I was fucking going in because it was a main road and you couldn't turn right. And by the time I was like, I'm just trying to fucking chuck a U-turn. But I turned 48 times in the fucking opposite direction. And I was like, if that idiot just let me pull a Yui in front of him, would have been fine.
Oh, the best parts of this story, the first thing is every time you say you're turning left, then you follow up with right.
Yeah.
Which is confusing as fuck. The second part of this is she's clearly come here for validation and we're not giving it to her.
Yeah.
So she's doubling down. It's not going to work, Mandy.
Shit.
I'm sure someone will understand me. Anyway.
Oh, if someone DMs us and says they understand Mandy, fucking.
When you just want to fucking tuck a U-turn and you have to turn down 58 streets. Shit or shit, yeah.
Shit.
Well, I'm lost now.
Anyway.
I'm not in that.
What's yours?
Soda water.
I'm going to say shit.
Shit, yeah.
I'm not a soda. Although, Vorty sodes. I'm okay with that.
You have heaps of those.
Yeah.
Even whilst pregnant.
No.
Yeah. Oh, she's actually dropped the soda water, though. It's just a vodka.
Oh, come on.
Better for the baby?
Yeah.
Guys, come on. Nah, I when I am not with child, I'll be drinking a Vorty sodes, but that's purely because I can't be fucked with, like, sweet drinks and stuff. But I don't enjoy the flavour.
You're just drinking to get hammered.
I love a good gin and tonic. And what I've done
but
is...
But tonic's too sweet.
Yeah,
no, but that's what I've done. I've started with a couple of gin and tonics and then I sub out to a gin and soda. And somehow it's like refreshing. It's uplifting and it's also less sugary, which is good. So I can sleep at night.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. What do you do?
Shit, yeah. Soda water.
Just like instead of a still water sort of thing.
Yeah, I just think it's a bit of fun. It's better than regular water.
How do you feel about soda water versus...
Like a white...
It's a bit of fun, you know. Wait, but if you haven't water,
it's a bit of fun, you know. Chuck a couple of bubblies in.
I'll live life
a little bit of fizz in your water, mate.
Hey, would you go mineral water over soda water or the same shit for you?
I don't know the difference.
Soda water's way bubblier.
Okay.
Mineral water's like a little.
Oh, is that what Mount Franklin lightly sparkling is?
Yeah, it's just sparkling.
Oh,
it's just like a little.
Sparkling.
It's just like a little.
Oh, hang on. Is sparkling water different to soda water?
Of course. I don't even like either of them, but I can tell the difference.
Where's mineral water?
All right.
What's the.
Mineral water's sparkling water.
What's the hierarchy here? If we're climbing a ladder of bubbles.
I think mineral water and sparkling water are the same shit.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So your first prong is mineral and soda?
Yeah.
No, fuck. Mineral and sparkling.
All right. That's it for us today.
Why does my brain not work? Like, I'm genuinely concerned about it.
Yeah.
Like, I can't.
Concussion,
work out.
The several alcoholic beverages you have per day. I don't know.
I don't drink that much.
Oh, my God. I'm going to screenshot every time you fucking send me a video of you drinking.
Once a week.
Are you in denial?
The other day, I got up fucking way too early to go to the gym, and it was 5:30 in the morning, and Sam had messaged me something. And so I replied, and you said, are you getting up? I'm just going to bed. It was like a Tuesday morning.
Yep. He sends me like TikToks at 7 a.m.
I think it's
sometimes.
Both of you I send, because you guys are like my top friends on TikTok when you
top
send
friends
stuff.
On MySpace.
What were you doing until 5:30 on a Tuesday night?
I just have bad, I just sometimes can't sleep.
But what do you do? How do you fill the time?
Well, for a few hours, I'll lay in bed and just like, I end up in every single different position in my bed, horizontal, vertical.
Can I ask, like,
that's why I struggle to sleep with someone else, because if I can't sleep, I really want to sleep on their side of the bed and I can't wake them up and swap.
Have you had alcoholic beverages in this time?
No, not Monday night. I was fine.
Okay.
Sometimes. See, this is the problem. This is maybe why I should stop drinking. But I find it helps.
Yeah, okay.
But yeah, when I'm dead sober, I can't sleep.
Yeah, there's some serious stuff going
but it's
on.
It's not all the time. It's like one night a week and then you just go to bed at
You're a binger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you're talking about sleeping.
Okay, fuck the sleeping with the drinking.
I'll get up and I'll have a glass of milk. I'll read my book on the couch. And then if it gets to like 3 or 4 when I'm like, I've been trying for 5 hours. And then that's when I get on TikTok.
Anyway, that'll do us, I think.
Are we saying goodbye?
Yeah, let's. Well, you just did, didn't you? No, like, do you want to do the whole
stuff? Say it nicely.
Follow us on stuff.
Yep. Follow Mandy's private social media accounts. Mandy.
Amanda.Catalano.
Amanda.Catalano.
We'll just, you know what we'll do? We'll put all of our social tags in the show notes. So, like, if you want to follow any of our accounts, including the setting the brow.
Do people read show notes?
No, but if you want to, if you like, oh, what is it again?
Genuinely curious. Do people read show notes on, like, you know, podcast?
If you're curious to know about an episode, if you're like, oh, wait, am I interested in that episode? What are they talking about? And it says in there, Sam's alcoholic problems. You'd be like, yeah, okay, right. I'm interested.
Cool.
Anyway, follow us. Send in your voice notes. Get involved in the pod.
Do whatever. Setting the brow low is where you go.
Bah, how low?
Bye, Felicia.